Adius Paraches Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah deals with a person called an Esau. An Esau literally means a dough or a mixture that's uncertain. And it refers to a woman involved with Kohanim in their family line. If a Kohen marries a woman who is usher to him, like a woman who's divorced, and they have a baby, the son is called a Chalol. A woman who marries a Chalol is called a Chalolah and is also disqualified from marrying a Kohen. So if she becomes widowed from her Chalol husband, she can't marry another Kohen afterwards. Now, if a woman is doubtfully divorced, there's a Safek Gerushin. The husband threw the get towards her, and they're not sure if it landed closer to her or closer to him. And then the husband dies. So there was a doubt if she was divorced, and now there's a doubt if she's a widow. If she was divorced, then she's not his almana. If she's his almana, then the divorce wasn't a divorce. So if now she marries a Kohen, and she has a son by the Kohen, then the Kohen himself is a Safek Chalol, the son. And the family has a Safek Chalol in its family line, but we don't know who he was and which member of the family he was, then the whole family is called Esau. So once again, a Chalol is definitely the offspring of an illegitimate marriage for Kohanim. A Chalolah is Aser, but then if there's a questionable divorce or a questionable widowhood in this situation, and she marries in anyway, and he's a double doubt, the people in this family, so that's called an Esau. So a woman from a line that has no problems, who marries somebody who's a man from an Esau family, and then the husband dies, she's a widow, an almanas Esau. And that causes questions. So what happens with all these doubts? Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, almanas Esau. The woman who has no problem, no stain on her family background, married an Esau guy from a family that has questionable issues. Nobody can put their finger on who the Chalol may have been, but it's all questionable. Sheik Shera Likuhuna. So they testified she's kosher once she's widowed to marry a Kohen. There's no problem with it. And Shel Esau Shera Latame Ulataher Lerachek Ulakarev. Because they said an Esau, the family with the doubtful Chalol situation, is permitted to decide whether Tamei or Tahar, and whether to be Mekarev, to be brought close, or whether to be pushed away. Here's the thing. The woman who is the Almana of the Esau has a double doubt here, a Sfek Sveka. The first Sfek is, who was the doubtful Chalol, the Safek Chalol within the Esau family? And the second question is, was her husband the doubtful Chalol? And he might not have been a Chalol at all, because there's only a doubt if he was a Chalol in the first place. So in such a situation, we don't know what to do. So we can decide whether Tamei or Tahar, the family is considered fit, trustworthy. And so they can testify about a woman is Tamei or Tahar, for example, if they're afraid she was with a guy. So members of that family can come forward and testify, yes, she's Tameh, she was with a guy. No, she saw her, she was not with a guy. Or whether to push her away, as in the case in the previous Mishnah about the girl who was a pledge in Ashkelon, or to let them come close and that they weren't Tameh. So the idea is the family are valid witnesses in these cases. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kibalnu eduschem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we accept your edus. You are definitely on a good leg to stand on as far as your position on the Almanas Esau. But Aval Manasa, what are we supposed to do? Shegazer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo Lahoshiv Batei Dinim Al Kach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had made a gzera that we should not set up Batei Dinim to grant permission in the first place to let an Esau woman marry a Kohen, even though there's a double Safek. And when there's a double suffix, we're mekil. But when it came to Yichus and Kohanim, we were machmir. So the fact is, you're probably right on the halacha. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai set a precedent. HaKohanim shomin lochem l'rachik avalo l'karev. And the Kohanim accepted Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's stringency. And they listened to say that these women can be pushed away not to marry a Kohen, but we are not makariv them to be mekil and allow them to marry a Kohen, because your view in practice is not going to be accepted by the Kohanim who are careful with Yichus. And in fact, halacha is that an almanas Esau is forbidden to marry a Kohen, but if they do get married and it's too late, then b'dieved they can stay married and doesn't have to give a get. Mishnah Dalet. Heyed Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer is tsereda al ayol kamtsa dechei. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer is tsereda testified that an ayol kamtsa, which is a certain type of locust, some of them are kosher, some of them are treif, he said that the ayol kamtsa is dechei, that it's kosher, and it's allowed to be eaten. Val mashke beis mitbachayo deinun dechayon. And the liquids in the slaughterhouse, the blood that runs out of the Beis Shechita in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash from the different karbanos that have been shechted, also water that's used in the temple Azara, is kosher. It's completely tahar, cannot become tameh, because Tumas Mashkin is only midrabanan and not midiraisa, and the Gzera, the Rabbanan, did not include liquids in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash. Some say that this liquid, even if it falls on food, doesn't make Hechsher L'tumah either, because the Gzeras didn't include Beis HaMikdash, Azoras, Beis HaMikdash liquids, that they're not included. Some people, on the other hand, other Rishonim, say that they can become Tamei min HaTorah, and they themselves can become Tamei, but the pshat that the Rambam holds is that they themselves are excluded from the Gzera. Udi Yikrav B'misa, and somebody who touches a mace, Mista'av, becomes Tamei. And this is, the Gemara explains, that a person in a public place, Rishus HaRabim, is not Tamei unless he definitely touched a mace. If there's doubt, a Safek, in Rishus HaRabim, if he touched a mace or not, then he's Tahar, because we say Safek, Tumah, but Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. Before Yossi ben Yoezer testified this, they used to say that this is halacha, but they didn't want to publicize it, because they didn't want people to take tumah and tahara lightly. But Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer said, we have to announce this to everybody. Ukiro la Yose Sharya. And he became known as Yossi the permitter, because he ruled lahakel and permitted these things that are discussed in this Mishnah, so they called him Yose Sharya.